Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Nearly 200 pounds of methamphetamine, over 10 pounds of heroin, over a pound and a half of cocaine, and numerous other illicit drugs, such as prescription pills and hallucinogens, have been taken off the streets by the Cannon River Drug and Violent Offender Task Force. From June to October of this year, Operation Sound of Silence has also netted 63 people, half of which have previous felony convictions or have been previously charged for controlled substance crimes. Multiple federal indictments have also resulted from the operation. An additional 40 people were charged with a variety of other crimes. In addition, multiple firearms have been seized, including two sawed-off shotguns and one suspected submachine gun. Since the formation of the task force in 2014, they've seized a street value of over $10 million worth of drugs. Sheriff Troy Dunn commented,
"I know I'm speaking for Monty and Andy and the other chiefs and Sheriff Mason in LeSueur County, but hats off to our men and women that are doing a phenomenal job. We're very proud of them, and I hope they are rewarded for their great work that they're doing here in Rice and LeSueur County."
The task force involves law enforcement from both Rice and LeSueur County Sheriff's Offices and Faribault and Northfield Police. These large drug busts take time and commitment by law enforcement to get as far up the drug chain as possible. A Northfield man is charged with second-degree sale of drugs. 21-year-old Brandon Stephen Underdahl was taken into custody this week after buys were set up with an undercover agent of the drug task force. Underdahl told the agent he could get nearly any kind of drug except heroin and crack. They set up buys at the Taco Bell in Northfield in February. One buy was 3.5 grams of meth, the other a little over 2 grams of marijuana. Second-degree drug sale carries up to 25 years in prison. Underdahl is also charged with fourth-degree sale, which carries up to 15 years. His initial court appearance is November 15th. A Minneapolis man is in custody in connection with a home invasion in Cannon Falls in May. After months of investigation, 33-year-old Aldre Devin Young appeared in Goodhue County Court Wednesday, where bail was set at $50,000 with conditions. According to the criminal complaint, two black men rang the bell of a home in the 29,000 block of 90th Avenue Way. When the man answered, one of the suspects pointed a gun at him, shoved him to the floor. The two suspects then searched the home, finding cash, gift cards, and guns. A half hour later, they tied the couple up in a basement bedroom. All told, they took nearly $2,000 in cash, $900 in gift cards, and 4 guns. Young is charged with 2 counts each of kidnapping, aggravated robbery, burglary with a weapon, and simple robbery. The investigation revealed that the vehicle used had an intoxilock. The driver must blow into a breathalyzer before being able to start it. It also takes pictures and tracks the vehicle. Young was driving, but the vehicle belonged to a relative of 29-year-old Terrell Reese Schaefer. There's an active arrest warrant for Schaefer with the same charges. Young's first court appearance is November 14th. If you have questions regarding the Cannon River Civic Center referendum, Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell and Administrator Ben Martig will be holding a Facebook Live Q&A session today from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. It's hosted by the City of Northfield. Go to their Facebook page. Information on Northfield's early voting is on our website, kymnradio.net, and Senator Klobuchar will be in Northfield tomorrow for a Get Out the Vote rally. Klobuchar will join Angie Craig as we head into the last weekend before the election. They'll be at the Sales Hill Campus Center at Carleton College. Doors open at 11:30 a.m. News from around the state is next.